everybody. Welcome back to Android App Addicts, episode 460. This is the show where we talk about Android apps, Android hardware, and probably tonight, Super Bowl commercials. I am your host, Mark, sometimes known as the Sultan of the Soapbox Cockerel, and joining me this week are the people you're really here to talk to, listen to, and that is the door-to-door geek, Mr. Steve McLaughlin, and Eric, the manager, Ardini. Hi, gentlemen.
Hey, Mark. Hey, they can talk to us if they call into our call-in line and leave a message. We'll play it.
Or if they're using Castback.
That's typed to us, though.
Yep, that's true. Well, you know, you can voice to text.
That's true. Yeah, we got a grammar Nazi over here, Mark.
Yeah, I kind of am. I made a little poem earlier today, but we won't get into that.
So random things you don't expect to see when you pick up your phone during a podcast. My 14-year-old sent me a picture of a toilet.
Your toilet?
No. Like a random decorated toilet from Pinterest. I don't know why she felt the need to show. There's a little candle on it and a little air freshener. Random stuff. That's what happens when you give little girls.
How did she send that to you?
She texted it to me.
I don't know. That's one of those things.
Is there a message?
I don't know. I mean, it's clearly none of our toilets. And she's right down the hall. She's in the house. So it's not a toilet where she is. She shared something from a site or an app via, I have no idea.
Wow. I'm going to check my phone now just in case.
It's just a mystery.
So many questions.
So you guys watched the football game?
I did. I wasn't going to, but I'm so glad I did. It was a good game.
You know, whichever team you liked, you had half of a game of fun.
Yeah. I didn't care for you.
Honestly, about 5 minutes into the first quarter, I said, if the Falcons aren't winning by 30 at the half, they're going to lose. And the closer to 30 it is, the more last second it's going to be going to the Patriots.
Well played.
And my dad, who, let's just say, if there was such a thing as, I don't know, a Gambler's Anonymous, and if he had the ability to admit to himself that he really does enjoy gambling, he might be a member of, turned me and said, the hell are you talking about? I said, I'm telling you, the Patriots, you have to be beating them by 30, or if you're losing going into the first half, you might beat them. But if they have to adjust at half, nobody adjusts better at halftime than the Patriots. For the last 10 years I've been watching them, they adjust. And what happened? Freaking came back, marched back, and they did it in exquisite fashion. Some fantastic athletic things happened in that game that were some of the best plays I think I've seen all year. At the same token, I'm never watching football again.
I honestly...
Because I literally only watched 3 games this year. Somebody who watches 3 games in 1 year should not be able to call the finish of the most important game.
I think it was one of the top 5 football games I've ever watched, just in terms of sheer athletic ability. And, of course, all the things that had never happened before. Never been a Super Bowl go into overtime before. Never been a lead that big. It was really... I had no dog in the hunt. Yes, Atlanta is sort of my adopted hometown, but I didn't really care whether they won or lost. So that made it really fun for me because I could just sit back and enjoy. But I got to say the thing that most everybody else in my house was for, I had 3 families. I had about 15 people in my home. And, you know, 3 of us were watching the game. Everybody else was watching the commercials. And it was a swing and a miss just consistently all game long.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, it was a very entertaining game, but to me the best part of that whole evening was when the entire stadium booed Roger Goodell after the game. I'm all in favor of that, because I think after what happened, Ray Rice, Minnesota Vikings running back, and some other things in the league, that guy should be out of a job. But, you know, that's political stuff coming into a sporting event, which shouldn't happen.
Right. I thought I was going to my in-laws, too, to just watch the commercials, but the entire house was nonstop talking, and the TV volumes were so low that I never heard one commercial. I kind of caught the visual of a couple and couldn't hear the game at all. Not that I needed to, but it was weird. I've never been in a situation where everybody is just having such a good time they would talk over any part of the reason we're there.
Apparently, Melissa McCarthy has a big heart and gets beat up a lot, and because of that, you should buy a Kia. I'm not really sure how that works. But go drones in the halftime show. That was probably the highlight
of the game. Yes.
Yeah, I told my wife, you're seeing the end of fireworks, period. Because these have to be cheaper in the long run, and they can do anything that a single firework cannot do. But I'll say, I did have one standout commercial. I don't know if you guys had one.
No.
Nintendo Switch. just because it's a Nintendo
Switch. Was the commercial good?
And, well, yes, but only the purest of the purest caught the angle. The very beginning of the commercial, there was a kid laying in bed. He woke up and he started playing a Switch, and he started playing Zelda. Every Zelda game in the very beginning, it's Link waking up.
Ah, nice.
So, and yeah, it was little subtle things like that that happened in the commercial that only the true fans caught. And, oh, 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks left. I want to play bad.
Can we do one episode of Android App Addicts that's just Dorn and his Switch apps? Mark, are we cool with that?
One. I could talk. Something tells me I'm literally going to be able to talk about Zelda Breath of the Wild for 3 months.
We'll just wind you up and then go have some coffee.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad, people. And I'm going to apologize. You're going to see the app quality in 3 weeks just go in. My apps go right in the toilet. I'm going to start bringing up apps like Pinterest, Instagram.
All the Nintendo, game screenshot sharing apps will be prevalent, I suppose.
I guess. I don't know.
It will be like, there's this hot new thing called Angry Birds. You heard of that?
Yeah. It's going to be bad. Now I apologize up front.
It'd be like here's a new app called Nintendo Switch Game Finder. It lets you track on a map where you can still find this game in stock somewhere in town.
Well, that's a great app. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, they're going to have everything. Zelda Breath of the Wild tips, secrets,
Donkey Kong.
There's going to be an Android app for the Nintendo Switch for parents to use to administer their child's playing time and stuff on the Switch, and it's going to be the community hub app for players on the Switch. You're going to use the smartphone app to meet players, join players, talk to players, and initiate games that will then start up on your Switch.
Really? They're not going to build that into the Switch itself?
Nope. They said everybody in the world who's going to be able to get one of these probably also has a smartphone. Why should we not take advantage of that?
Two devices you have to carry around all the time?
Well, everyone's going to carry around their phone all the time anyway. I mean, I think.
We are on a podcast called Android App Addicts. I think we're the audience who has a phone with us all the time.
Right, but if the Switch would do what my phone does, which is not make phone calls,
Right. Well, dedicated controls are the quote-unquote difference maker between the Switch. While it is a phone-like architecture, touchscreen, tablet-like, Android-like, multi-touch kind of thing, app ecosystem. The difference is going to be every one of those devices is also going to be guaranteed to have these controllers with them, and that's going to be the difference.
I saw it. Now, did you get the pre-sale Switch controller yet? The standalone one looks like an Xbox controller?
I don't believe that's even available for pre-order yet. Well, no, I'm not getting it because Hori, H-I-O-H-I-R-O, is the actual company who's manufacturing that. That controller by Nintendo is $79, I believe. Hori is going to make a wired version of it. Same basic concept, $30.
Yeah, it wasn't $80 when I saw it, but
then it's not the real one.
Yeah, that's true, possibly.
The real one is $79, and I'm not spending that much for a controller, not yet at least. But I actually do have hardware news, and I would ask you guys, can you guys pronounce this?
Kadas? Yeah.
I don't know. Khadas. Vim. And of course, as soon as I saw the word Vim, I ain't getting that. I don't want to use Vim. Vim sucks. Vim is one of those text editors. You learn more trying to exit it than you do using it. This is a actual mini board you get, and it comes preloaded with Android on it. That's why I'm bringing it to this show, Android apps. This was, I want to say, $50, mini computer, quad core, 2 gigahertz processor, 2 gigs of RAM, HDMI, USB-C, gigabit Ethernet, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, USB Type-C for power. That's a differentiator there. And all of this, and its goal is to be quote-unquote open hardware. This is not using any closed source binary blobs to run any of this hardware. That's rare. That's actually very rare. So I bought it, I want to say $48, $52, something like that. Booted up, ran Android. Just got it the other day. Running fine, running good. I'm not going to say it's running fantastic, but I'm going to try to replace my home theater box with this one running Android, see what kind of results I get.
That's okay. Cool. Did it come with the USB-C for you to use if you didn't already have one?
Well, yeah, it actually nice. Comes with a USB-C braided cable, which a lot of times these braided cables are already like $8 or $10. So, you know, and it also comes with a case, again, typically $8 to $10. So right there is like $20 worth of stuff you get on top of the computer, including a quote-unquote carrying case that's like a book.
Now, it's preloaded with Android?
Yeah, because it has a built-on EEMC hard drive, which is basically like a built-in solid-state disk of 16 gigs.
5.1, probably?
Honestly, I just booted it up, saw it was Android, powered it down, had to get back to work. Okay. But I can guarantee it's not 7.0.
Yeah, sure.
No way.
I just wondered, kind of comparing it to like Android boxes and things around.
Right. And it does say it can do 4K output.
Everybody does now.
Yeah, I wonder if it's real similar to an Android box, but I don't know.
This is using what's called a ROC chip. They're not popular ARM processors that people usually hear about. Samsung Exynos, Qualcomm's, stuff like that. This is definitely a lesser popular manufacturer.
I have an app. You guys want to talk apps today?
I like apps.
Oh, well.
Yes, if we have to.
I don't have any hardware. Do you have any hardware, Mark?
Don't.
Okay.
I'm the resident tightwad. I don't spend hundreds of dollars every week on new hardware.
Same here, man.
Every week? Come on, take it easy, man.
Okay, every 2 weeks.
Cuts too close to home, does it, Dor?
That was a little.
Yeah, I went back to Walmart today. They had, they had video cameras that you put in your dash cams on clearance sale for $5, and I walked past them and didn't buy one.
Why would you do that?
I know. I should have bought two, and they came with the SD card, a micro SD card with it. The micro SD card was worth that. I'm dumb. I went back today. They're all gone. Go figure.
Of course they are.
Yeah. So in case anybody's at Walmart and you see them, yeah, just buy one. Even if they suck. All right.
Bring us your first app, Mr. Eric.
Why don't you go to Dor, because I don't have the chat open.
You just said, I've got an app.
I don't have a chat open.
You were like being the host there saying, I've got an app. Let's get off of this.
That's just teasing.
And then when I toss it over to you, you're not ready.
Transparent dangling carrots. That's what I have for you. They're transparent.
All right, Dor. Bring it on, my friend.
Okay. What I'm going to bring, I installed the other day. I started to play with a game, but I was a little bit hesitant to actually give it a lot of access to my phone because it looks to me like a pirated clone game. But then I look at the developer and it says it's a top developer. So tomorrow I'm going to give it quote unquote full access to see, you know, contacts, phone and stuff like that. It's called Turbo League. In the realm of the Twitch and the YouTube gaming and I don't know. I guess there's a third one out there. There's a thing called Rocket League. Mm. It's actually pretty popular. Imagine, if you will, cars that also have some jet power capabilities to like go up in the air a little bit in a huge soccer field with a huge soccer ball. The walls all curve up so you can run up the side of the walls, do tricks kind of thing. And the goal is a team on team effort of trying to get the ball into the opposite person's goal. This has multiplayer. This has some kind of network multiplayer that I haven't tried because I wasn't just ready to give it any kind of access thing. So I did the single player version today a couple times, which is really nothing more than an advanced training mode. I was genuinely shocked at how well everything ran on my phone. I was genuinely shocked because it looked to me like Rocket League. And from when I was playing it, it played like what I saw Rocket League look like.
Did you say this was Turbo League?
It's called Turbo League. Yes. I put a link in the chat. There. Turbo League by 04 LLC, categorized as a racing game because it's cars, but really isn't racing. E for everyone. Some sort of in-app purchase. Completely free. That's one of the things. Completely free. 23,900 reviews, 4.0 average reviews, updated January 25th, 2017, installs between 1 and 5 million, current version 1.4. So it's definitely newer. And with that many downloads, I would have to believe if you download this and hit play and hit network play, there has to be other people on. Also, this says it has gamepad support as well. So I might try to put this on the GPD.
Nice.
Well, and the coup de grace, there's no video in the Play Store. So, you know, that should tell you something there.
I'm reading the reviews here, as I like to do. This review from Twisted is like, if you didn't see the stars, you would think this is a terrible review. No team balance means it can be 3-0. Idiots who are losing can just switch teams at the last second. Controls have improved with the last update. However, simple analog joystick option like most games have would make the most sense. Nitrous is a pay-to-play and stupid pricey. Graphics and physics are pretty darn good. There's no reward for winning. Should get a nitrous or something. Also, no stats. Worth the install overall. That last sentence just doesn't seem to fit everything else. It's a 4-star review.
4 out of 5 stars.
I can't install on my Amlogic T95Z.
I am seeing lots of people saying you shouldn't have to pay for nitrous. Well,
you don't win friends with salad either, but what's the point? I mean, you know.
My son.
If the developer's going to charge for something, wouldn't he charge for the one thing that people say you shouldn't charge for? I mean, I don't know.
My son plays a lot of Rocket League, and so does his friends. I don't think it was meant to be as successful as it was, or they would have charged a lot more for it, because it was kind of like an app on the Xbox One, but it's just been such a hit. Kids love playing that.
Yep. Part of me believes it's the network effect kind of thing. It isn't popular because it's good, but it's good because it's popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's soccer for fat guys like me.
Demolition Derby.
Yeah. If I liked soccer more, I know I like demos, but if I liked soccer more, I'd totally be sold.
I mean, the fact is, it takes nitrous and crashing cars to make soccer interesting.
True.
Okay, we just lost a certain percentage of the people.
The people
there.
Who care call it football, so they totally don't care what we're talking about.
Well, I honestly, I have a couple American friends, because I live in America, who genuinely love European football and swear it's only a matter of time before it takes over the world. And I said, well, yeah, but the rest of the world uses the metric system too, and it hasn't taken over here yet. So,
and for those complaining that this is a ripoff of Rocket League, I don't see Rocket League in the App Store. So if you want to play it on your phone, you know, somebody had to do it.
I think I'd like the metric system more than I'd like soccer as my football.
Right. Well, and if it really is a quote unquote ripoff, I'm pretty sure the makers of Rocket League would have already did takedown notices if it's that much of a ripoff, and they haven't. In fact, this developer is called a top developer. So, you know, I don't know. I guess like you can't patent baseball games, maybe. You know what I mean, anybody can come out with a baseball thing, just don't use real team names and real player names, maybe.
So Rocket League is like a Kleenex now. Anything close to cars and soccer balls is a Rocket League.
Looks. This is the kind of game that looks to me like I would spend 15 minutes playing and then get bored with it because I can't advance unless I pay.
No, I would say here's the thing. If everyone is complaining about not having turbos because they cost money, so if you play entire games where only like one person has a couple turbos during the game, then you might actually enjoy it.
That's because true.
My guess is nobody's paying for turbos. To me, I'm going to try the network play. If the network play is at all intriguing or fun, or am I like the kid with Coke bottle glasses, like I am, standing in right field going, swing batter. Oh, that was good. That was a really good shot. Did you see that? He's a really good shot. You know, as long as I'm not that guy, I could have fun playing this.
It has over a million installs, so it must be doing something right.
I know when I sit down at a console game with this game and go into any kind of a room with other players, I'm just going to get my butt handed to me because these kids would have no mercy on a guy like me and just destroy me.
But here's my question. Do you see the blatant attempt at SEO in the description, Mark? It says score goals like Lionel Messi. He's a huge European League, Premier League soccer. And then it mentions all these superstars. And then if you go down, you see Tom Brady, Von Miller, Ron Grabowski, literally. So if you just search for any of those names in Google Play, you're going to see Turbo.
It has a decal editor. So, you know, there's that.
That is. Yeah. Wow.
When Gronkowski is on there,
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. It says 3-on-3 network play, even across devices, so you can play versus iOS players. You know, I'm happy to see finally, hopefully, it seems like real-time network play on Android devices. I just hope it doesn't suck.
Authored by Rick Sutcliffe. So weird.
All right, Eric, are you finally ready to bring an app?
Oh, to the chat room? Sure. Wow, yeah, and I haven't even been looking at the chat room to see if people are talking. Okay. This is a stolen app from Door. I'm going to say that right off the bat. He gave this one to me, and he knew that it would be right up my alley, and I hope I made the best of it. This is called, which one was it? I got a lot of apps tonight. This is called Donald Draws Executive Doodle. So you haven't been in our Google Plus feed lately, have you, Mark?
I lurk, but no, not often.
So I made a nice little post in there using this app. This app, basically what it is you can take two pictures, you can take a text editor, or you can take some drawing tools, and you have two pages of paper that you design on, and then you hit submit, and it shows Donald Trump holding up your creation and showing it off to the media or whatever on a TV feed or whatever. I don't know if I can bring it up.
The description is awesome. Don't have this app? Sad. Don't need this app? Wrong. You're wrong. This app is going to be huge. It's going to be big. It's going to be the biggest app. It'll be the best app. It's the best app. This app is going to make the United States of America great again. It's like going to be everything Trump approved.
I think you posted that maybe in the...
I'm trying to find it.
Android App Addict Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to find a link for Mark. So I'm going to talk while I come and I do a couple of clicks.
I'm going to put it up in front of the screen here so maybe he can see it.
Gotcha.
I did see that. Yes.
Because I hate to say, but really, they don't have a video in the Play Store. They need a video in the Play Store so they can show you. You can actually output this to a GIF.
It makes a nice GIF, and it's very well rendered. You know, whatever you put on his pieces of paper, it bends the right way when he holds it at the angles and things. And it's basically President Trump holding up whatever you just designed and showing it off. I can't wait to use this in certain situations because I got a lot of Republican friends that I haven't found the wittiest example of it to use on them, but I know they're going to quote something or say something, and I'm just going to throw that on there real quick and send them a GIF of it. It's going to be pretty fun.
This is the same picture, if you guys ever saw, where they photoshopped it. At least, I believe they photoshopped it. Donald Trump holding up all of his Pokemon cards and showing them off. Same thing, but in GIF animated form, Eric did on one side a Podnuts logo, and on the other side, it says, I listen to Door at 2.5 speed. And I just got to say, that was fantastic, Eric.
Yeah.
That meme of his is getting a lot of play, him holding up whatever. I don't remember any other president getting such play for that. Looks like fun, good opportunity to, rub people the wrong way.
Well, and I'll say this. The good thing about that is you can rub everybody the wrong way. The people who hate Donald Trump and the people who like Donald Trump, you can offend both of them in one fell swoop.
Mm-hmm.
What can I say about the Donald Draw Executive Doodle that hasn't already been said about the wheel, the glue that Trump uses to stick his hair with, and the compass? This might be one of the greatest inventions of all time. As I finished downloading it, a bright new star appeared in the sky, and a bright flash of light illuminated a white Pegasus as it flew down in front of me with my McDonald's order that I asked my sister to go out but never received, then spoke to me in a deep voice. "If you have draw, it will come." "What will come?" I shouted due to the sheer awesomeness of the Pegasus. "If you draw, it will come."
Yeah, and
then it stood up.
SCJ in the chat says, read the what's new part. If you scroll down, it says, what's new? I've always said we needed a in-app purchase to remove ads. Always, we're giving people what they want the best. The fake news reviews are still there are still a few bugs. Wrong. There are only alternative features.
That is funny.
Touche. Touche.
Yeah, I gotta hand it to 321 Fetch. They did well on this app. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Sick, offensive, and downright disgusting. The app though is amazing.
I'm telling you, comedians are set for the next 4 years. Just yes. set.
Okay. I'm not going to install that one because I would use it too much.
I'm going to use it just enough to get in trouble. Throw it away.
I work with people who only speak in memes. And if you're not careful, that kind of person will drag you down with them. And this could do that for me. all right. Let's see. Do I have an email? I think I did have an email previously. And this is super long. I'll read it maybe a little later on. So,
oh yeah, that's a Dor, good email.
Dor, give us another app, and we'll see how time goes tonight because this is super long.
Gotcha. Well, first, just a really quick follow-up. I'm mentioning this app just real quick. Brave Browser Private Ad Block, I brought 2 or 3 weeks ago. Continuously loving this app. Here's the for instance. Some dirty websites with the amount of ads, I load the website up, and then I try to share it with the application Say It so I can hear the article being read to me as I read the article. It makes it much easier for me to keep track with it and not miss parts of the article. And a lot of web pages I was finding won't work anymore because they have so many ads. I load the same web page in the Brave browser, share it out to Say It, and it works perfect. And there is a desktop version of this browser. Thank you, Richard Queer, and I did not realize that. I'm encouraging everyone, at least give this browser a chance. See if it fits your workflow, and it will reduce the number of ads, period. Great browser is what I'm trying to say. Just a great, great browser. And then the real app I'm going to bring here is the Lineage OS changelog. And the real reason I'm bringing this app is just to remind people. Cyanogen Mod, Cyanogen ROM, Cyanogen whatever, was not actually successful because look at them now. They're gone, essentially, completely gone. To rename, to rebrand, to try to do a bait and switch, to try to, you know, is not a good sign. When this OS launched, this Lineage OS, I basically said dead man walking because now there's a countdown timer. How long is this thing going to get support? How long is it going to be around? I'm going to say on the most 2 years, and then this is just going to disappear. So if you're a fan of this, enjoy it right now. Enjoy it while you can. Get apps like this so you can watch the changelog of all the features it's getting because there's no way this is going to be around long. Just personal belief.
Yeah, I don't mess around with ROMs anymore lately. I don't know. And it could be because I'm on the beta program for Google with my Nexus 5X. So it keeps that itch scratched, you know, as far as new stuff. I did, by the way, just get, I guess we're back to hardware news. I did get an addition to my phone now. When I swipe on my fingerprint reader on the back door, if I swipe down,
yeah,
my notifications come down. If I swipe up, my notifications go back up, and that's just on the fingerprint reader. So it's getting there. I can't scroll through pages on a web pages with it yet, but it's coming.
Well, that's one of those things. I really like the idea of it, and listening to the Material podcast, they kind of said the same thing. They want some extra functionality. I'll just say this. The best thing about this phone I have, the Honor 8, is the fingerprint is on the back, but it's also a three-way button. I can tap, double tap, or tap and hold, and I can customize the functionality. Mm. I'm not going to say that's better than what you have, but I like those options. I will say I would love, something tells me I would love the idea to be on a web page and use that to scroll up and down. Yeah. I think that would be a very, very, very natural thing
to
do.
And I think them assigning it to the notification screen may have just stopped any other use for the scroll up and down with it, though. You know what I mean? So,
right, unless they make it to a configurable,
yeah, because if you're on a option, if you're on a web page, all you're going to be doing is opening your notification pane, which I didn't.
Right.
So I'll take it though. That's a neat little change.
All right. Let's see. So Dor, that was your. I think we kind of glossed over what it is. This is just a changelog app for the Lineage OS. It's not the OS. Yeah,
for the newly rebranded Cyanogen Mod OS, now called Lineage.
All right, Eric, what do you got for us?
Okay, so the last app I stole from Dor, because he gave it to me, this app is specifically for Dor, and this is called Cornerfly. And sometimes you'll have, I don't know if you guys go commando, but I have my Kindle Fire in a case. It's actually kind of a Femi case because it was for my wife, but she hates this tablet, so I still rock it. But when you have a case on it, usually the cases don't have perfectly tight edges on the corners. So this will roundify the corners of your screen to more match the case that you have your tablet in. And it basically just takes the edges off, removes a few pixels, and rounds the corners on everything on your tablet or phone. What do you think, Dor? You like that?
I think this is one of the worst app ideas ever. It's just saying to yourself, you know, my screen looks too big. I think it looks too big. Maybe it looks too gaudy. I don't know. I think I need to look younger, hipper, you know, more like what the kids like these days. Let me make, you know, a Jay-Z background and curve the corner of the screen so it looks smaller.
I do like the reason for the case, though, because your case has got rounded corners and this just follows the symmetry. You don't want to.
No, that makes no sense.
Your case covers part of the screen, so that makes a rounded corner by obfuscating everything that's not round. So all this does is make black the part that you can't see anyway?
Well, my case doesn't cover the screen at all, but the corners are rounded where it has its opening for the screen display.
Do you know what other corners are rounded, Eric? The swastika. They're rounded, into a circle.
He went there.
The Zune controller.
So if you can't afford an iPad and are stuck with a square or rectangular tablet but really want the look of an iPad, this app is for you, CornerFly. You know, Eric, I may just have to ban you from apps for the rest of the night because of that.
No, my tank is spilleth.
All right, Dor, go ahead.
He literally hurt my chest with that one. This, unfortunately, is an app is not for Eric because he cannot use it anywhere in his area. But when he goes to the big city, I think this is an actual app that Eric might really like. I'm planning on going to Cambridge here 2 or 3 weeks, March 23rd, 24th, 25th. Going to Cambridge, Boston area for a festival conference. And I'm going to bring this app just to see if I can use it up there. It's called Sidekicks, Sidekix, Sidekicks Urban Navigator Unreleased. We go as one great app main company name. Zero reviews. It's unreleased. E for everyone. Installed. Completely free. I think, thank God, it had to be completely free. I believe the beta apps, unreleased, completely free. Updated February 5th, 5,000 installs, very new. The idea of this app is you basically start it up when you're in a more urban area. You pick what kind of footwear you have on, aka what kind of travel you're willing to do, sneaker, hiking boots, whatever. And then you tell them, I want to go from where I'm at to this location. Tell me the most interesting way to get there. So on the way, it might tell you, you know, here's like when we're in Chicago, here's the Bean statue thing. This was, and then it will tell you, you know, this was made back in 1973 with 15 people died making it, blah, 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 blah. To make your travel, your journey a little bit more interesting is the goal from what I read. Sounds cool to me. Sounds like it could be cool.
Yeah, I don't get the changing your shoes part, but this is definitely, when I'm out of town, this is definitely the app I would want to because I like to walk around when I'm in places.
Right.
Well,
here's the example I'm going to use, Eric. Let's say you would select high heel shoes. Mm-hmm,
as I would.
It would make sure you don't cut across any grass fields.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
At least that's what I'm led to believe. Even though the guy in the video has a scarf on, I still think this app is cool because he does drink a beer.
And the Bean is in Millennium Park. So you can kind of guess that it was actually
Millennium Park.
And it was made. So it was made in 2004 because it was over budget and way behind, but
gotcha. Yeah. I'll just say, I thought this was interesting enough to bring, and it's a not game app. You know, finding those not game apps can sometimes be difficult, but
I don't have any big city things. Well, I don't know. I wonder how big a city you have to be in. I'll install it. I'll just keep it on there for when I'll be in one sooner or later.
Right.
Good app, Dor.
The only question I have is how big a DB do you have to be to use the app? Because it certainly seems to be tailored to douchebaggery based on the little video. So
I just don't know
if I qualify.
You don't watch the video.
Oh, okay. That's my mistake.
I have to agree.
All right, now I got to watch the video.
Video.
All right.
The
uninstalled.
The the video definitely stained or what I wanted the app to be, but I'm going to try to muscle through, power through, and still check it
out. Thumb rings? Is there any thumb rings in this video?
No, but maybe there should be.
I mean, goofy glasses wearing millennial spills coffee on car and walks away from it, and that's cute.
Right.
You know.
And, of course, meets millennial girl with same style glasses.
Is the whole video this cartoon?
Yes.
Basically, yes.
Well, that's not
You guys
so bad.
Were all keen on the features while I was watching the video, so we had two different experiences. And I'm thinking,
ooh, I like how the map rotates. I think. Maybe I don't like that, because I like to know where north is. I don't know. I'm going to try it. I'm
pretty sure while you're doing the directions, you can hit the button in the bottom corner that will keep north always north or always make it so you're going straight up.
Doesn't really say what towns it's good for. Hmm.
I'll just say install it, because here's the gimmick. You know how in your old school GPS unit, Garmin and the other ones, you would have POIs. Points of interest. That's what I think this really does. This helps you find points of interest. Interesting points of interest.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like it.
Sidekicks, Sidekix. Because, you know, all the good names are taken.
Yeah, they might as well just shut down the copyright service. Every name that's going to be made is made. Stop now.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and read this email from our friend Chuck. So sit back, grab the tasty beverage of your choice. This is long, but there's not any of this that I could skip. It was uneditable. Says, hi, my name is Chuck. Pause for your response. I've been an Android app addict for several years, and today I bring you a specific use case app review after more than a year of use. Greetings, Door, the manager, and the sultan of the soapbox. History. I've been listening for several years now, and AAA is a staple in my podcast. No, not a little piece of metal shot from a gun. More like the milk on my cereal or an essential reference / guide to the apps I use and recommend to others. The tangents and commentary or witty banter are the personality, the special sauce that makes this more your collective personal expression and keeps me coming back. I find it better to listen with a pad of paper nearby to write down the apps to try based on the discussion. Audiobooks are for commuting, podcasts like Android App Addicts are for paying attention to and making notes, or even commenting on with the Castback app. Why this device? About a year ago, I wanted to try a fitness band. I'm cheap, so I got the Show Me Band for $20. Then I got the Mi Band Plus, which added a heart rate sensor. These were okay. I had to get used to wearing something on my wrist all the time. They were a bit tricky to pair, but having an extra notification nudge was great, especially when my phone is on silent at work. The first thing I noticed was the other apps by developers that augmented the use of these. You must have the app from Show Me, too, where the other developers tap into this and make it better. But there was something missing. The previous Mi Band version lacked a display, so I found the Mi Band 2 for about $25 on Amazon, podnuts.com/Amazon, of course. It had a small display that would show you the time and other data. Yes, a device worn on the wrist that tells the time! The 21st century technology is amazing, but wait, there's more! Recently, Show Me updated the Mi Band 2 firmware. Next, a brilliant developer named Zdigdek Horak, don't ask me how to say this one, uses this and takes it to a whole new level. Now I can get a mini preview of a message after a little buzz on the wrist. Time enough to lift my arm and see the icon I've associated with the app and to see who it's from and for the first few words of the message. To me, this is why I have this device. Typical use case. While I was working at my desk drawing plans for a subdivision for over 55 hours this week, I tend not to get out of my chair for several hours. This thing buzzes my wrist with a new pattern. My thought, what's this? This must be important. I look at it and I see on my new device a little stick man in a chair. Then he gets up and starts walking. Yes, this tiny person shows me this. So I understand that it's my reminder I'd better go get a drink of water or a coffee or maybe a cold brew coffee on Nitro. Because we don't want heads hitting keyboards. And if I have to walk to get to this is better for me. Sit too long, bad. Get up, walk, good. To summarize, the app Mi Band Tools just updated to 3.0.0 and is worth whatever I paid for it and then some. This is the kind of development that makes this technology awesome. It's perfect for a nerd like me. TLDR, get a Mi Band 2 and Mi Band Tools and enjoy the awesome. Thanks for the excellent podcast, and keep up the great content creation, and please include more app reviews read by Mark. Yes, this could be its own podcast I'd support via Patreon, but those are the sprinkles on the AAA cupcake. Chuck from Salem, Oregon. Battery 7%. Oh, crap. Press send. Written on my old Acer Chromebook. Still evaluating my Christmas gift to myself. The next bit, Robin. Overall, a great $160 value.
Very cool. Chuck is a really good guy. Me and Eric met him when we were to the last Linux Fest Northwest. Northwest Linux Fest. Yeah, I always say it backwards. I will say that Mi Band, $25, I think, is a steal compared to what I'm seeing other bands cost. There's the official Mi Fit by Xiaomi, which is spelled X-I-A-O-M-I. Xiaomi is one of the biggest manufacturers in the world, period. They're just not relevant here in the U.S. for the most part. And the app is called Tools and Mi Band, and it's M-I Mi Band. And yeah, there's no way I can pronounce the name of the developer, and it's $2.49. So combined, unbelievably low price. You can get all this functionality and, you know, count your steps and your heart rate and see if you're going to have a stroke. Oh, wait, that's just me. Sorry.
My oldest child has been interested in the fitness tracker thing lately. I have a Fitbit for my work. I work for a hospital system, and they believe that for some reason, since we're a hospital, we should probably have healthy employees. So they give every employee a Fitbit. And my wife has a Fitbit, and so my daughter wanted to get in on the action. She's been looking for something, but I'm reluctant to buy my 14-year-old $150 plus fitness tracker, knowing that A, she's probably never going to use it, and B, if she does use it, she'll destroy it. So this thing seems like exactly what I would be looking for.
Yeah, I'm into fitness.
Yeah. Are you, Dor? All right. I got
fitness,
an app.
Fitness pizza in my mouth. Oh, sorry.
All right.
So I'm on podnuts.com/Amazon. Wow. right now. And I typed Mi Band 2 and the 2016 newly LED display Mi Band with LED display touchpad smart heart rate monitor fitness, $34. You can't argue with that.
Yeah.
And you can get special, you know, colored silicone bands if you don't like the black on black on black for $9.
I don't see any pod nuts green, but, you know. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Chuck, for the email and for the awesomeness that it contained. Now back to, let's see, I believe it's Eric, Dor's turn.
No. My turn. No, I think it's mine.
Nope. Oh, is good, it? Okay. Good.
Yeah. So I got a game that's called Where Shadows Slumber Demo by Game Revenant. So there's a lot of these games we've brought to the show where it's basically you're walking around in the dark and just a little bit of the area lights up. This one is more has to do with shadows and the way your flashlight bends shadows around the surrounding area, but it's still that kind of a puzzle game where you got to find your way through things. But this one's really hard and not obvious how you have to do find your way through. And I got stuck after like level 3. So people who like these kind of games would really like this one. Basically you tap where you want to walk to. And I like the style of it, but it's just, it's difficult for me. Probably not for everybody else.
You just reminded me of a quote from, I think it was Thomas Edison. It was, people who like this kind of thing will find this the kind of thing they like. That's kind of what you just said. People who like this kind of game will probably like this game.
Right. People who are good at these are probably going to be good at this. I'm not.
So it's just a maze, basically? Is it like puzzle solving as well?
Puzzle solving, yes. Yeah, you got to, because there's parts of the trail actually missing. Even when you find it, it'll just be like missing. And then you have to like move something over or, I don't know, press on a switch somewhere to get things to turn on and move and things. I'm stuck. I can't get past the level. And honestly, the level that I'm stuck at is the one, which I just realized, is the very first level in the video. It's like all tan and pinkish looking colors. And I still, by watching the video, don't understand how they made the bridge fill in to cross. So I might have to just like walk around this monolith that's sitting there in the way a couple times and see if the bridge magically forms for me so I can get across to the little door on the other side of the ravine.
Hey, watching the video, it was with the shadow. They made the shadow of the pillar sweep from the guy's perspective over the bridge.
But then I don't know where the bridge came from though. By doing that, I don't get it. It doesn't seem like that's how the game works, but
apparently, okay, well that was with the first bridge. The second bridge where it's the teal. Oh, there's a button over there that caused, again, a shadow, a pillar to pop up. And then when the shadow swipes over, then there's new content revealed. It's almost weird. It's like, I don't, it's hard to tell you how it's doing it. It's interesting looking. What I don't understand is this game has a content rating of mature 17 plus.
Probably for its difficulty level.
Yeah, it's all basically shadow driven. So you make shadows happen from different angles, different perspectives, thus causing different things to appear or disappear.
Second paragraph of the description. The only tool at your disposal besides intellect is the chaotic nature of the universe. Anything that is not touched by light has the freedom to change. This governing principle will be your guide in the darkness, but will also be your undoing. So when shadow passes over something, it changes.
Oh.
Interesting.
Maybe I'll try to use that to my advantage. I was thinking in the world I live in more than the world that they created for me. I need to open up a little bit, just, you know, not be so close-minded. All right.
Maybe you need
I'm going to go back and rethink my life and try this game again.
It could be worse. It could be another Myst clone.
Well, it kind of is.
Another what?
Like Myst.
Oh, yeah, Myst clone.
It's a action. It's a, like a, what would you call it, Mark? A click puzzle?
Yeah, I guess.
This is a click and drag puzzle.
I'm installing it out of curiosity, but from watching the video, I don't think I'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's either going to be, like, with Eric, completely obvious or completely non-obvious, nothing in the middle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it might make more sense now that I start bending light better. I'll give it a try again.
Eric.
Casting shadows, not bending light. I'm sorry. That was my bad.
Right.
What do you got, Door?
All right, Mr. Door, what you got?
Okay, what I'm going to bring next is something no one should ever buy. I'm bringing it basically almost to mock it because I can't understand it. It's called Sky Safari 5 Pro. Okay, just because it has the word Safari in it, it makes me puke in my mouth a little bit. But Sky Safari Pro seems to me like it seems to be exactly for that Apple user mindset, because this is a $40 sky gazing application. It says Sky Safari 5 Pro is the ultimate astronomy app. It has the largest database of any app, including every solar system object ever discovered, and offers flawless telescope control. So you can control your telescope at the same time. So that, is cool. I'm not sure if it's $40 cool.
That could be necessary.
I don't know. This is by Simulation Curriculum Corp, and marked as an education app. 350 reviews, which I'm deadly shocked. 350 people paid $40 for this app. I'm guessing these are 350 versions of the app they gave away to people with the promise of please doing a review. 4.7 average reviews. Updated February 8th, 2017, between 1,000 and 5,000 complete installs. Current version 5.2.0.0. If you are a astronomy fanatic, which I'm guessing you're going to have to be a true fanatic in order to spend $40 on a astronomy app that can control your certain model of the telescope.
You know, you said you were surprised that teachers would pay for this. Schools are the only people who would pay $40 for an astronomy app, and it's with a grant they got somewhere, typically with iPads. What's surprising about it is that it's on Android, but overpriced education apps are not only not unusual, they're completely the norm. So that doesn't surprise me in the least. You're spending the government's money. You don't have to spend it wisely.
I think it makes perfect sense that this is $40. And the timing of you bringing this app is impeccable, because after I name a star after her for Valentine's Day, I can install this app and she can find herself in the sky.
Okay.
It's the ultimate Valentine's gift. And then this.
Sure. I know my person I give Valentine's to, a.k.a. my wife, I'm pretty sure it would be pretty mad if I gave her a task to do for Valentine's Day. I'm just saying.
Well, maybe I won't name a star after somebody I love this holiday season.
The most recent reviews in January 2017 seem to be indicating that the most recent update was a broke date. It seems to have broken some things for certain people. Which is how you know the software has been upgraded, is when a core feature stops working.
Yes.
Can I read one of the reviews?
Please.
Kellyanne Little says, John Thomas Little Druid Priest Voodoo Star Child. 5 stars.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, exactly.
No, can't argue it.
Yeah, that's true. I can't say that that's not true.
All right. Eric, your turn.
Are we at our tank emptying stage yet?
Please.
Oh, wait. No, I do have one that I should give a little more attention to than just the
empty. We just did our 8th app, so I think it's fully
okay.
Tank empty.
All right, I'm going to bring the best first then, and then we're going to go downhill from there on these tanks just to get them, or these apps just to get them out of the tank. Okay, this one. Oh, take note, Sir Mark. Take note. This is a game called Symmetria, Path to Perfection. Trust your instincts, achieve perfection. This is like a mirror. It'll show you a pattern of squares on one side, and you have to replicate it on the other side of the mirror. And you're timed at how long it... I haven't played all the game modes, but the one I've tried is timed, and you have to... perfectly match the other side and make it symmetrical within a certain amount of time. You've got a grid pattern with dots lit up. You have to match the dots on the other side of the middle.
One of the screenshots shows half one side dark blue, the other side green, -1 a thing. And it says, if this is bothering you, you should play.
Mm-hmm. If you're OCD... we have the game for you.
Yeah, you're speaking my love language here. You really are.
It is challenge. I mean, the timing of it is doable, but you need to be pretty good to keep moving forward. I wouldn't say it's super hard, but it's not the easiest thing. And it takes some brain, but it's fun. It's a fun little game.
There's a little itch lurking inside all of us. A little itch that makes us do weird things. Weird things like avoiding to step on floor tile lines, eating M&Ms in strict color order, or becoming mad because that stupid text box won't align pixel perfectly. And that little glitch just loves symmetry. That's in the description of the game. Yeah, so if you're mentally broken, A, you're not alone, and B, here's a game for you.
I'll just say me. When I was young, a lot of people were drawing in their textbooks, birds or jets or missiles or tanks. Me, I was drawing nothing but symmetrical things. Like, I was amazed at how you could make, like, what I believe is like an iron cross. But with the way you draw the line, the hollow part exactly matches the full part of another iron cross, so there's no blank space. I mean, yes, symmetric. Yeah, it's definitely
OCD. You ever remember, like, there was, like, a half a face, and then you'd have to draw the other half on a grid with lines? Do you remember doing that?
I remember sucking at that.
Okay, it was kind of like that. I don't remember what grade that was exactly.
OCD is only D if it's a disorder.
Well, your OCD, if you say to yourself, that's not an alphabetical order. It should be CDO.
Yes.
Just saying.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and empty my tank. If you are into some heavy hip-hop kind of ghetto music, this app's for you, Door. Or not Door, but if your name's Door and you're into that kind of music, it's called My Mixtapes Music. MIXTAPEZ, which is the only way to make a plural word ever, right? Podnuts, music by My Mixtapes LLC. And so you can choose a bunch of pretty heavy hip hop artists and download a bunch of songs and play them on your device. I would say this would be a good way to discover new music because there's a lot of music in here that I didn't know of, but some of it is popular. And I wouldn't say the user interface is anything special. I wouldn't say I like the way things are set up any better than like Google Music at all. So, I don't know. It's an app. It's a tank. Well, moving on.
What if you think the hottest artists of any genre today are talentless and suck? You know, where's the app for? I'll wait.
Yeah. You want classic rock mixtapes? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, I'd much rather be happy with classic old school hip hop. Where at least there were some artists who tried to be moderately ethical and educate to some degree.
There are a couple.
Care about culture.
There's a couple of them, but if you just listen to it, you'd never know. you really got to listen hard. It's not in your face ethics coming out of today's music. There, it's out there, but you really, it's disguised by, it sounds like all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Smells like work.
All right. My next
one. Doer's an eclectic fellow. You listen to him. He's the classic geek. He's all into microcomputers and stuff, but he likes old school hip hop and WWF wrestling. So, WWE wrestling. It's an interesting
blend. WWF.
Yeah, it's WWF.
Yeah.
What's up next, Derek?
Disco Bees.
Because why not?
Yeah.
That's maybe a little bit back too far, Eric. I'm just saying.
This is called Disco Bees New Match 3 Game. Great way to put it. It's by Scopely. It's a puzzle game, and it's basically like every other gumball, soda pop, jewel matching game you've ever played. But this one's Disco Bees.
What makes it disco, number one? And number two, is it because it's hexagon makes it
different? Yes, that's exactly what makes it different. It's hexagon. So you've got your angular. There's no straight across exactly, you know, but... See, you got to tilt your head to the side a little bit and play it like all your other games.
Yeah. This is, in one of the screenshots, Facebook's best mobile games of 2014.
Is it not new? Possibly.
I guess not. I don't know.
Yeah, it's possibly.
69,000 reviews. Scoopely, a top developer, does say it contains ads, 4.1 average reviews. Updated June 13, 2016, between 1 million and 5 million installs. Ooh. In-app purchases from 99 cents up to $199.99
per item. I wouldn't recommend probably buying that $200 item unless you really want to level up.
Or unless you really want to help Trump's economy move forward.
You don't get to become a top developer without charging somebody $200. Maybe do. Maybe.
I guess.
Okay. Next app. You ever wanted to have an aquarium, but really have an intimate relationship with the animals inside of it? Like intimate, not intimate, yeah. Like intercourse, intimate, like personal relationship. Like, you know, like you do something for them, you scratch their back, they scratch you back. It's a pet, a real pet, but totally virtual, not at all real.
You mean like Tamagotchi?
Yeah.
In more resolution?
Kind of like that, but. Evolving and different animals in there too. So basically you start out with a coral reef. You don't even start out with a fish, but if you tap on the coral reef enough times, give it enough love, sooner or later a new a fish appears or animal. It was actually the first thing that popped out was like a pink mud skipper for me. But it's kind of like it evolves and more things happen the more you play.
And so the exact opposite.
And I'm sorry, this is called Tap Tap Fish Abyssrium.
Abyssrium. So this is the exact opposite of real life, where if you constantly tap on the aquarium, the fish will never come back. On this one, you tap on the aquarium and draws more life.
Yes. It's exactly the opposite of real life. If you have an aquarium. Hmm. I was at a Thai restaurant today in Illinois, and their aquariums are controlled by someone in California. Oh, they're saltwater tanks. I'm just saying. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, Mark.
Well, I was just, all you do is tap. That's it?
That's all I've done so far. I haven't developed
these. It says right there, tap, tap, fish. So
I've only tapped. Okay. I haven't.
It's editor's choice, though.
Yeah.
Must be some good tapping.
155.
You've ever looked at a fish and said, I'd tap that.
Tuna.
We have the app for you.
Almost 156,000 five-star reviews.
Okay, can we stop now?
No, because okay. We still have Doors Tank.
No, I just meant stop with you.
Oh, you're not enough of you. All right, fine. I'll take these apps and go home. Well, I'll stick around for Doors apps and then I'll go home after that.
Well, you can. I'll be kind of quick. This is a utilitarian app, is the way I look at it, called Wire Goggles by Dozing Cat Software. Again, fantastic developer name. E for everyone. E for everyone, completely free, no in-app purchases, no ads, 1,029 reviews, 4.5 average reviews, updated January 29, 2017, between 50,000 and 100,000 installs, current version 2.4.1. Basically, open the app, point your camera at stuff, and it on the fly converts it to a more of a wireframe result versus real picture result. And then of course you have all of the filters and layers and stuff you can put on top of the picture, rainbow type effects or whatever to get some styles with it. I personally liked taking pictures of the PodNuts logo and like of my kids, because it almost gives it like a hand-drawn look to me. I don't know. I just thought it was just fun enough to occupy some time. And you can even create GIFs, I believe, in this app and stuff like that using what they call wireframes. I don't know if I would call it wire goggles or wireframe, but it's something like it.
So it's the edge detection filter in GIMP. If you ever wanted that and only that on your phone, there you go.
I'll go for that.
In green, it makes it look like the Matrix, that cat.
Or it actually is the Matrix and it just looks like it. Okay, next one is called Curious Facts by Droid Lab Entertainment. E for everyone. Some ads at the bottom of the screen. Only 15 reviews. Believe it's completely free to install. 4.2 average reviews. Updated January 30th, 2017. Between 1,000 and 5,000 installs. Version 1.1.1. The very first thing that popped up on this app when I loaded it up, I literally thought was fake, and I had to go research it myself, because it was almost counterintuitive. And this is the kind of thing I'm going to assume Mark already knows, and I don't know, Eric, you might not, or you might also know what I'm
saying. Isn't that the definition of a curious fact? If it, and you get curious and you have to make sure.
I know, but I seriously said I can't even share this. I can't even tell. I got to research this myself because I don't believe it. And it was sound waves travel faster through water than they do through air.
It don't sound right, does it?
Not to me.
Faster and farther. Yes, because it's a more dense medium.
Well, because sound doesn't travel. Sound is vibration, and when it travels through the air, it literally vibrates the air molecules, the atoms in the air, and that's how it travels on and on and on. So when you're in water, all the molecules are closer, so it travels faster, better. That blew my mind. It literally blew my mind, because I thought it was one of those things I thought I knew kind of thing, but apparently I didn't. Not a lot to this app, just puts facts up on the screen. You can change the theme, make it dark color, light color, and just, you know, bam, 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 more facts, more facts, more facts, more facts.
So the speed of just sound in air, I just Googled it, is 343 meters per second. The speed of sound in water is 1,484 meters per second.
Yeah, almost four times as fast, or just over four times as fast, which is, I don't know, amazing is the only word I can
think.
This
would be something for a guy with like a computer shop and has a spare monitor, just to have these facts blasting at the customers all day, just random bloop. Sure. Does it scroll through them on it automatically, just throw up random facts?
I don't believe so. I believe you have to click to tap to the next one.
Hire somebody.
Did you know that if you took all your nerve endings out and laid them end to end, you'd be dead?
Quite dead. Or at least you wouldn't sense anything. Well, brain's nerve endings too, so yeah, you wouldn't exist. Yeah. Okay. This to me is another utilitarian app that everyone should have on their person, is my logic. It's called Temp Email, Temporary Email. It is what it is, what it sounds like. You load the app, you can on the fly create temporary email addresses to use for one-time use cases where, like, you want to download a free ebook and it demands on giving you an email address, or demands on you giving them an email address. Voila, use this. You can get a quick temporary email address. Disposable. It dies after a certain amount of time. I believe it's 24 hours.
Nice. So just hours. Enough to get the email that confirms your registration. Nice. That's so cool.
It is, but I will tell you, a lot of places go out of their way to try to ensure that they know all of the domains that offer temp emails. So you might get one where it's already hip to the domain and won't give it to you.
My life would be so much less cluttered if I'd have had this 10 years ago and up every day until now.
Right. Well, the old one I used to use was called, I believe, Gorilla Mail. And it did the same kind of thing. I think it worked pretty good, but you know, that was then.
I used to use a service called Anonymail. You couldn't actually check the mail. It would just accept all mail without rejection, without error, and then throw it away, regardless of the address. So you could make up anything at Anonymail, but it doesn't work for verifying stuff.
Gotcha. Okay. Two more super quickies here. This one literally looks like a massively multiplayer online. I can't remember what it's called now. The one that was around for 10 years that people would pay monthly fees to play on their computer.
World of Warcraft.
This to me is like World of Warcraft style gameplay, but it's in like more of a mystical, magical, surreal universe. I guess it was, but it is. It's called 3D MMO Village and Heroes. Looking at this game, this looks exactly like the one that I used to see on the kids' TV cartoon shows, where basically you and a bunch of friends can team up in that style combat and go fight huge, gigantic creatures and earn things and, you know, do stuff. Massively multiplayer online. Again, live network, real-time multiplayer. The difference is the combat is more World of Warcraft type combat. Didn't seem like real time. You control the arm of the combat kind of thing. Interesting is what I'll say. Completely free, some sort of in-app purchase. Again, 3D MMO Village and Heroes by Mad Otter Games. Role playing, 2,400 reviews, 4.2 average reviews. Updated February 7, 2017. 50,000, 100,000 installs. Current version 3.26.4. If you're into that kind of thing.
Were you ever into that kind of thing? Or Mark, were you ever into that kind of thing?
No.
Did you guys know people who were? Well.
Oh, yeah.
They know them well.
I know them, I think, pretty good. Yeah, I'm more of a fan of like Street Fighter level control of combat and not click your mouse and it does a thing combat. You know what I mean?
I used to have clients that were just so addicted to this World of Warcraft game, man. They were like the people who would lose their crap if their computer was gone and their fields were going to die in Farmville. And about the same time, too, you know, back when it was very addictive for people back then. I don't know if it's still that way or not.
I'm sure for some people it is, yeah. But see, I'm doing the opposite of you, Eric. I save the best for last. This last one is a Noodle Cake Studio game called Gravity Duck Islands. Mm. Everyone 10 and up, $2.99 to buy. So when you get some credits by it, only 4 reviews, 4.0 average reviews, updated February 1st, 2017, between 50 and 100 installs, current version 1.0, brand new Noodle Cake game. If you'll watch the video to the game, which there is a video for the game, basically you have the ability to jump and flip gravity. That's the whole mechanics to the game that I can see. Right, left, jump, or jump and flip gravity.
Wow, and inflate, too. This is the second weekend in a row we brought a game that you can inflate yourself.
Well, I didn't even get to the inflate part, so I don't even know how that works. But I'll say this. The mechanics and everything sounds really easy.
It looks hard.
Not easy. Yeah, definitely gets hard. Definitely requires some skills, is what I'm going to say, to be good at.
Didn't we just have a game recently where you flip gravity and that was the whole thing?
I thought so.
That one had much more of a like a surreal artsy type graphics. This one is much more cartoonish graphics. Same kind of thing. This one to me honestly looks more advanced in its gameplay features. With that one, it was just flip the gravity one of 4 ways, and it was more puzzle based, is what I want to say, gameplay. Which was fun, don't get me wrong, but this is a Noodle Cake game, and this one to me was pretty fun.
And it's 16-bit.
And it's kind of 16-bit. And it's kind of $3. Hmm. So 6 divided by 13, or 3 divided by 16, and there you go, that's the answer.
44.
Okay, that was a bevy of apps. Let's see if I can go through them all. Turbo League by 04 LLC. Donald Draws, Executive Doodle by 321 Fetch. Brave Browser, Private Ad Block by Brave Software. Lineage OS Changelog by Vasudev B. Cornerfly by Flipper Inc. Sidekicks, Urban Navigator by WeGo as One. Where Shadows Slumber Demo by Game Revenant. Sky Safari 5 Pro by Simulation Curriculum Corp. Symmetria, Path to Perfection, Platonic Games, My Mixtapes Music by My Mixtapes LLC, Disco Bees, New Match, 3 Game by Scopely, Tap Tap Fish, Abyssrium by Cheetah Games, Wire Goggles, Dozing by Dozing Cat Software, Curious Facts by Droid Lab, Temp Mail, Temporary Email by Privatix,
3D MMO Villagers and Heroes by Mad Otter Games and Gravity Duck Islands by Noodlecake Studios, Inc. I didn't even count those. That's like 16, I think.
Well, and two more Mi Fit and Tools and Mi Band from Chuck. So I think just about 20.
Good show.
17, yeah. Plus those two is 19.
19, that's a lot of apps, people. So when you listen to a show and they bring three apps, I really do want you. I really want our listeners to ridicule them and say, why is it you only bring that few number of apps? You know, don't you know there's a lot more out there? I don't know.
Quality over quantity, Dor.
Well, I can't remember who it was who said quantity is its own quality.
That's true.
There's some truth
there. There is. No thumb rings here.
Thanks for hanging out with us for this hour and a half, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate, literally, you are the reason we do this. It would be a little silly for the three of us to get together once a week and talk about apps if nobody listened. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for your kind words, Chuck, and others. The best thing you could do for us is twofold. One, tell other people about the show. Two, give money to Dor. You can do that at patreon.com/androidappaddicts. Throw him a buck. He's worth it. I promise. Or you could do your shopping at Amazon, podnest.com/Amazon for all your shopping needs. And it would be a great thing. Also, we'd like to hear from you. Is the mail working, Dor?
Yes.
Okay. AAA@podnuts.com. So we hope to hear from you. If that's not working, you can send a mail to mark@elementopi.com, and that'll work too. So, Dor, any final words of wisdom for our audience?
I'm going to pass on words that my youngest one said to me today, because you said something was free, whatever. My son came up to me and said, Dad, is it true that the best things in life are free? And I said, well, love is free. He said, oh, yeah. You know, and then he said, do you know what else is free? My hatred.
Wow.
Then I had to explain to him, son, you really don't know what hatred is. And that's my life.
I don't think I could top that. Eric, any response to that?
I don't know. I'll tell you what. Hit us up on the Google Plus. When you take that Donald Trump app and you make something funny, plus us in it so we can see what you did. Or at least me.
That would be awesome. Okay, that's it. I'm calling it. We'll see you next week, folks. Thanks for listening, and that's it for this episode of the Android App Addicts Podcast.
My name is Jeff Hallisch. I am the host of Podnuts, the Computer Repair Podcast, where we take live calls on the air to answer your questions on running and operating your computer repair business every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You can check it out over at podnuts.com/Computer Repair Podcast Live.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.